I could talk a little bit today about some of the common shailas that relate to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Pei Kesiv Beis writes, "Hamedakta gemeinim sof matzesok olchavim v'chein roy lasos." But those who are medakdek the mitzvahs only count Sfira after tzesak olchavim, after it's fully nighttime. It sounds like Rov of the Tzibur HaMekel to count Sfiras HaOmer even before tzesak olchavim. After Shkir, during the time of Ben Hashmoshes. What's the machlokes here, whether you can count Sfira during Ben Hashmoshes or only after Tzesek HaKadim? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's based on an old machlokes HaRishonim. The question is whether Sfira HaOmer B'Zman HaZeh is still a mitzvah d'oraisa, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, or should we say no, without the Mikdash, then the mitzvah of Sfira HaOmer now becomes only Rabban. Tosis in Masechta Menachos is of the opinion that Sfira HaOmer B'Zman HaZeh is only a Rabban. Because the Pasuk in Parsha Semer says that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTnufa. It links the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer to the Korban HaOmer. It was brought on Tezayin Nisan. So if it's linked to the Korban HaOmer, if you don't bring the Korban HaOmer, then it can't be Daraisa. The mitzvah Daraisa is only if the Korban is being brought. So if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, then it's Zeicher LeMikdash. It's only Midrabbanan, it's not a Daraisa. That's the Bali Tosis and the Rosh. So if it's only a mitzvah the Rabbanon, we know that Tzveikah the Rabbanon the Kula, so then you could even count during Ben Hashmoshes, even though Ben Hashmoshes is a time of Savik Yom Savik Laila, but you can count during that time because it's only a mitzvah the Rabbanon to begin. And in fact, Tosfos says it might be even better to count during Ben Hashmoshes, because then each day will be more Tmimos. You know the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tihiyana, that the count is supposed to be full. What does that mean? Does it mean you're supposed to count every single day? Or that every day should be counted in the fullest way? So claim the Bali Tosfos, if Sfiras HaOmer is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan b'zman hazeh, so you can count Ben Hashmoshes, you can count Misafeg, and then maybe it's even better to count during Ben Hashmoshes, because then you know for sure that the whole day is counted, because you count it at the earliest possible moment. The moment that's going to be Vaday Laila, right, that moment during Ben Hashmoshes, when you have that transition, that will be a counted moment. So it's taka better to count Ben Hashmoshes. The Rambam, though, disagrees. The Rambam claims that Sfiras HaOmer, even b'zman hazeh, is still a mitzvah d'raisa. It's linked to the Korban HaOmer. So the Rambam apparently assumes that that's just an indicator of the time when the mitzvah begins. The mitzvah begins Tes Zayin Nisan. That happens to be the day that they bring the Korban HaOmer. It's not that the mitzvah is linked to the Korban directly, it's indirectly linked to the Korban. The Korban is a way to indicate, to demonstrate, to show us what date is the mitzvah dependent on. It's really Tes Zayin Nisan. If it's a function of the time and not of the carbon, so says the Rambam, even if we don't have the carbon, b'zman hazeh, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is still going to be daraisa because it's linked to the time. And for the same reason, the Rambam holds that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah seish hazman grama, right? Mashim apturos, because it's man grama, it's dependent on the time. So says the Mishnah Berurah, those medaktikim who count Sfiras HaOmer only after Tzeisak HaChavim, they must hold like the Rambam that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is still daraisa, sveiga daraisa l'chomer. So that's why they hold that one should not count Sfira during Ben Hashmoshes, because it's only a time of suffering. So someone who wants to be careful really should wait until Tzeisak HaChavim. What happens if a person is davening in a minyan that's davening Ben Hashmoshes? It's very common. Sometimes daven Maariv right after Shkia can happen. It can happen during the week for sure, but if someone is Mekabel Shabbos early, then it can happen very frequently. On the Shabbos, and now that Shabbos is much later, people are Mekabel early Shabbos, so they're going to daven Mariv after Shkia, right? Sometimes, if they're Mekabel Shabbos early, they're not going to daven after Shkia, that's going to be even before Shkia. But at least during the week, sometimes they'll daven Mincha before Shkia, they'll have Mariv after Shkia. So can you count Sfira at that time? So if someone's afraid that they're not going to remember to count Sfira after Tzeisak HaChavim, so then they can count Sfira during Ben Hashmoshes, but have a Tanai. They should make a Tanai Befeh that they don't want to be Yotze in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer during Ben Hashmoshes unless they forget to count later. Right? Unless they forget to count later. So they should count during Ben Hashmoshes without a bracha. Make a Tanai that if they remember later, then they don't want to be Yotze during Ben Hashmoshes. Then if they do remember later, then they can count with a bracha later because they weren't Yotze during Ben Hashmoshes. That's the best thing to do. If a person wants to be machmer for the medaktakim, then maybe Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is deraisa, like the Rambam, so they can count during Ben Hashmoshes, they're afraid that they'll forget. later. It can happen. So if they're afraid that they'll forget to count later, they should count during Ben Hashmashos. But tonight, that if they remember later, then they don't want to be owed to the mitzvah now. Then if they do remember later, then they can count later with the bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. Yes?
Should you say the bracha before Seis, or wait till
no,
after
No, wait till after Seis. Because if you forget later, then you taka yotze the mitzvah, so you miss the bracha. But if you do remember later, so then you'll be counting in a more lechatchila way, because you'll be counting even according to those shittas, and you'll say the bracha then. You'll say the bracha then. Okay. It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that one is not supposed to count Sfira before Ben Hashmashos. That Ben Hashmashos is the earliest possible time. Those who are medaktik wait till Sefer Chochavim. But those who are not as medaktik, they count during Ben Hashmashos, but before Ben Hashmashos, you definitely can't count Sfira. And that's what the Bach writes. The Bach here in Simon's Tov Beites, nights before Ben Hashmashos, before Shkia, one should not count Sfira. Even Be'erev Shabbos, he says. Even if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, one should not count Sfira before Shkia. The question is, why not? If you makabel Shabbos, shouldn't that transform the day into Shabbos? It should be the next day. So if it's the next day, we know that you can be mosiv mechol al hakodesh. There's a mitzvah to be mosiv mechol al hakodesh. And if you want to do it even earlier than 2 minutes or so before Shkia, right? You want to be makabel Shabbos early because it's easier for the family. It's a tzorech of Shabbos. So perhaps it's a mitzvah to do. It's certainly permissible to do. And according to many shittas, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during that time. You can be mekayim all the mitzvahs of Shabbos then. So if you assume that Tosefta Shabbos transforms Friday into Shabbos, it transforms the period of time into the next day. So lechora for Sfira as well. Why shouldn't you count Sfira Sa'omer during Tosefta Shabbos? So the Taz has a comment in Hilchas Sukkah of all places, right? In Hilchas Shmini Atzeres. He has a discussion of Tosefta Shabbos in Hilchas Shmini Atzeres. At the very end of Hilchas Sukkah, the Taz has the following comment. He says, even if you'll say that Tosefes transforms the day, it's like the next day, you're accepting the Kedushas Hayom of the next day even now. And that's why you'd be able to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, during a time of Tosefes. But it doesn't make it Laila. It doesn't make it nighttime. It's the next day, but it's not Laila of the next day. Can't transform night into day, but you can extend the Kedushas Hayom of the next day to this day. That's all that Tosefes does, says the Taz. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina for Sfira Sa'omer and for Kriyashma. Right? Since the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer is a function of nighttime, meaning it's a function of the next calendaric day, it's not nighttime, it's not the next calendaric day, so you can't count Sfira yet. And similarly, Kriyashma is a function of B'shach Becha B'Kumecha. B'shach Becha means Zman Shchiva, that's a function of Laila, so you can't read Kriyashma then either. So even if you can be yotze the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during a time of Tosefes, claims the Taz, the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer and the mitzvah of Kriyashma, you cannot fulfill them. You have to wait until nightfall. So that's why the Bach holds that even Be'erev Shabbos, even if you mekabel Shabbos upon yourself, you can't count Sfira, because Sfira is a function of Yom V'Layla. It's a function of being the next day, of being nighttime. So even if the Kedushas Hayom of the next day is extended to this man, but the sense of Laila, the din Laila of the next day, has not begun. It's not nighttime. It's not physically nighttime. So therefore, you can't count Sfira. So it comes out according to the Bach, according to how the poskim decide. What emerges that if a person is mekabel Shabbos early, they can't count Sfira for the next day. But if they can't count Sfira for the next day, they actually could still count Sfira for the previous day. So let's say if someone reminds you, hey, did you count Sfira the previous day? And you say, hey, you know, I forgot. So even if you were makabel Shabbos, strangely enough, you can still count Sfira for the previous day, because it's not the next day vis-a-vis Sfira. Right? So just like you can't count Sfira for the next day after Tosefes, you could still count for the previous day if you actually remembered, even after you were makabel Shabbos upon yourself. The Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbos is Tumimos Tihiyana. So the Rishonim have a debate, what does Tumimos mean? It's an afkamina for two inyonim. We're familiar with some of these shittas. What's the din for first of all, if a person forgot to count at night? Can he count by day? Can he count Sfira by day? Or can he only count by night? The position of the Bahad is that one can count by day. The Tosfos in different places disagrees and says, no, you can only count at night. Right? Tumimos means that you have to count at night. Night is the beginning of the day. If you only count by day, then you're not counting a full 24-hour period. Aye, but you're not going to count the full 24-hour period if you didn't count Ben Hashmosha. So if you didn't count right at Seis HaKochavim, right? No one says that if you counted at 10 o'clock at night, you're not going to be Otsim. Yeah, okay, but you still counted the night. So since you counted the night, then it's Tmimos because you counted the nights. It turns out the night and the day are both counted. But the Bali Ptosva said that if you forgot at night, then you can't count by day. The mitzvah is to count at night. And the Bahag disagrees. The Bahag claims that you can count by day. Right? That's one machlokas, the Bahag and the Bali Ptosva. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tov Pei Tesiv Zayin that if one didn't count at night, one should count by day to be choshesh for the Bahag, that you can do so, but you should count without a bracha to be choshesh for the sheet of the Bali Tosfos, who said that you can't count by day. So that's one shayla. The other shayla is, let's say a person forgot a full day. Can he still continue counting with a bracha? The Bali Tosfos say no, that if you missed a full day, that's not called Tamimos, and then you've lost the ability to count the other... The Bali Tosfos say that it's still Tamimos. Tamimos only means that you have to count at night. Even if you missed an entire day, the Bali Tosfos say that you can still count with a bracha. It's the Bahag who says over here that if you did not count a full day, then you've lost the ability to count further. Right? The Bali Tosfos say that you can count even with a bracha if you missed a day, and the Bahag says no, if you missed a full day, then you cannot continue counting with the bracha. Because according to the Bahag, Tamimos means that you can't miss a day. Why is that the case? So the simple, conventional wisdom is that the Bahag holds that the mitzvah of Siras HaOmer is one big mitzvah. So if you miss a full day, then you've lost the ability to count with the bracha because you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah anymore. It's not that there are 49 different mitzvahs here, but no, it's one mitzvah to count 49 days. So if you miss a day, according to the Bahag, then you're not going to have the mitzvah anymore. Right? So you tried to start, right? You counted, let's say, 10 days, but once you missed the next day, so then you've lost the whole mitzvah, so there's no point in counting with the bracha. According to the Baha'i, there probably is no point in even counting the chlal. Right? Forget the bracha, there's no point in counting. You can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore because you're not going to have a full 49 days. And the Bali Tosfos disagree, and they say, no, it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So if it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so even if you miss a day, you can still count with the bracha because you're getting the next day. You missed day 12, but you're getting day 13, so it doesn't matter. Josh, you have a hand?
Yeah. When would be the last time you can count with a bracha? Meaning, if you forget to say in the night, up until one point in the night, could you still say with a bracha? Meaning, the next day, if you forgot to say it in the night, the next day you could say just without a bracha. So, what would be the last point where you can say with a bracha?
Los Hashachar. The end of the night. Right? Even though you really should do it before Chatzos, just like Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you should read before Chatzos. But technically speaking, if you didn't read Kriya Shema before Chatzos, most Rishonim hold that you can read after Chatzos. It's just Chazal made a gzera, you should try to read before Chatzos because we're afraid that you'll forget. Chor, it's the same thing over here. You have to count at night. So it goes until the end of night. Yes?
The Pasuk in Amor says, Tisperu Hamishin Yom, so why don't we count day 50?
So the Chazal understand that means Tisperu Ad Chamishim Yom, because the day 50 Shavuos, meaning Tisperu until you get to the Chamishim Yom, and the Hikravta Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem, on day 50 is when you bring the Mincha Chadosh. But you're not, because the previous pasuk says Sheva Shavuos Tumimos Tehiyan, it's Sheva Shavuos, so it's Mamash Astira, right? Are you supposed to count 7 weeks? 7 weeks by in higher math is 49 days, right? You're supposed to count 49 days, or you're supposed to count 50. So that's Chazal understand. Tisperu Chamishim Yom means Tisperu up to Chamishim Yom, and on the Chamishim Yom, v'hikravtem mincha chadosh el Hashem on Shavuos. The Shulchan Aruch in Tav Pei Tes Sifches paskins that if a person forgets a full day, so then you should count the other days without a bracha. You still should count. Right? You should count to be choshesh for the shita of the Bali Tosfos, but you have to count without a bracha to be choshesh for the shita of the Bahag. Right, so in both of these situations, we're going to be choshesh for both shitas, so we'll continue counting, but we won't do so with a bracha. Right, if a person forgot at night, if a person didn't count at night but counted by day, so then in successive days he will count without a bracha. Again. No, sorry, I take that back. If a person forgot to count at night, but counted by day, right? Counted by day. So then he can count with a bracha, successive days. No. Why? According to the Bali Tosfos, so if he counted Let's try to figure out this cheshbon. And according to the Balei Tosfos, the Balei Tosfos said that you can't count by day. But the Balei Tosfos said that if you miss a day, you can still continue counting. Right? According to the Bahag, you can count by day. So according to the Bahag, you were Yotze. So if you count by day, you've certainly saved yourself. One of Shach, you can continue counting. What's the din if you miss a full day? If you miss a full day, so then there's a suffix, right? So then there's a suffix. Right? What's the suffix? Suffix is that according to the Bahag, you've lost the mitzvah. According to the Balei Tosfos, you haven't. So then you should continue counting without a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, who says, what happens if you have a Sfek Sveka? Let's say a person is Mesupik, whether he counted Bechla. Right? He doesn't know if he counted. He doesn't know if he counted. What's the din? So we said if you miss a full day, so then you can't continue counting with the bracha. Because there is a shita that holds that if you miss a day, then you can't continue counting. But let's say a person says, maybe I did count. He's mesupik. So suffik if he counted. And even if you'll say that he didn't count, maybe the halacha is like the Balei Tosfos, that even if you missed a full day, you can continue counting. Right? You got the suffik? Right? So he has a suffik if he counted bechla. So it comes with Trumas Hadeshin and says, if you have a svek sveka, then you can say Svek Sveka Lahachmir, Svek Sveka, you would still be allowed to count with a bracha, because there are two stadim to say that you can still make a bracha. That either the halacha is like the Balei Tosfos, that even if you missed a full day, you can still count with a bracha. Or maybe you did count. So in such a situation, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Trumas Hadeshin that you can continue counting with a bracha. And the same is true if you counted by day. Right? If you counted by day, then you can continue counting with a bracha as well. Why? Because safek whether if you miss the day bechlal, you can continue counting later. Right? The Balei Tosfos says even if you miss the whole day, you can continue counting. And safek, maybe the halacha is like the Bahag, that you can count by day. So since you have a svek sveka, so therefore you can continue counting with a bracha. The question is, just because you have a svek sveka, you can continue counting with a bracha? We have a rule that safek bracha slahakim. Maybe if you have a svek sveka, so we should say there are two reasons to be machmir. Svek sveka is like a rove, right? Two reasons to be machmir. 50-50, and then 25-25, right? 50-50, 50-50, so it's like 75-25, so it's like a rove. So maybe the rove should tell me that you should be machmer to do the mitzvah. Right? You should be machmer to do the mitzvah. Okay. But if safek bracha is lahakel, so how can I make a bracha? How can I make a bracha with you? Maybe svek svekel lahakma should tell me that if I have a safek, whether I counted bechalal, so then I should continue counting, I should continue doing the mitzvah. But why should I make a bracha? Safek bracha is lahakel should tell me, I have a safek bracha, so how can I make a bracha with you? So someone has suggested that safek brachos lahakal means if I have a safek whether I should be making a bracha, if I have a safek whether I should be making a bracha, so then I'm not going to make a bracha. Meaning if the whole mitzvah is a bracha. I'll give you an example. Right? There's a comment of the Yerushalmi that if someone eats a beria, if you eat a full item, even if it's less than a shir kezayis, so even if the shir for bracha achron is normally kezayis, by a beria, since it's a full item, a full thing. Let's say a person eats a full piece of barley, right, or a full fruit, right, a full grape, and the grape is small, right, or a full blueberry, right. So it's a beria. So there is a sheet in Yerushalmi that you make a bracha achrona on a beria, but it's a suffix, right? It's not clear. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says that if you have a svek sveka, meaning if you ate a number of blueberries, you don't know exactly if you ate a full kezias of blueberries, but you did eat a beria, so now there's a svek sveka to say that you should make a bracha. Right? Because maybe the halacha is like the Rishami, that if you eat a beria, that's the shir for bracha achrona. Right? That's enough for the shir to have a bracha achrona, so that itself should be mechayvi and bracha achrona. And even if a beria is not enough to be mechayvi and bracha achrona, but maybe Yitaka did eat a kezayis, so you should have to make a bracha achrona either. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, no, safek brachos lahakel, even if you have a svek sveka, we're not gonna say that you should make the bracha. So that's an example where there's no mitzvah to do. The whole mitzvah is the bracha. It's not that the mitzvah is extraneous in the bracha. The whole mitzvah is the bracha. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says that safek brachos lahakel tells me that if Even if I have a sfek sfeika related to a bracha, it's all a suffik. So whenever you have a suffik in brachas, you should be making. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, there's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, a mitzvah to count. The counting, the mitzvah sfira is not a bracha. It's a mitzvah to count. So if sfek sfeika tells me that you have a mitzvah of sfira, so it could be chazal ha-mesakin a birchas ha-mitzvah on every mitzvah that you do. So first you have to decide, is there a chiyuv to do this mitzvah? So if sfek sfeika l'hachmer tells me that I should be machmer in this case, midin rov, to say that there are two tzadim to say that I should be chayiv in a mitzvah, so then I should do the mitzvah, so then I'm a chiyuv to do that mitzvah. Once I'm a chiyuv to do the mitzvah, then I have to make a bracha too. Right? Sofek bracha slahakil only tells me if I have a sofek whether I have to make a bracha, and that's the whole mitzvah involved, so then I can be makel when it comes to the bracha. So maybe if there's a mitzvah to do, right? Misofek, I have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. Maybe chazal are always misakin a bracha on a mitzvah. So whenever I do a mitzvah, the bracha comes along for the ride. So maybe that's why the Mishnah Berurah Taka Pastin's over here. Then if a person is mesubik, whether he counted, so based on the Trumas Hadeshin, he would continue counting. He continued counting with a bracha. Sorry, brachas lahakel. No, here there's a mitzvah to count. So once I have a mitzvah to count, then I will make a bracha on that safek mitzvah as well. Because once there's a mitzvah to count, I'm not doing the mitzvah misafek. I've paskened up that I'm doing it b'taras vaday. So once I'm doing it b'taras vaday, then I'm going to make a bracha on that mitzvah as well.